Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
We launched a very popular segment yesterday. It was called Sports Predictions with an Uneducated Sports Fan.
I got a lot of feedback. A lot of people coming up to me and saying, hey, listen.
I think
you're an idiot. Yeah. And I go, okay.
Yeah. So hopefully you didn't take Chad's... what was your line again? You can write them down?
Write it down.
Okay, yeah. So here we go.
It's as good as done.
Three predictions from Chad McDonald yesterday.
Yeah.
And you said Buffalo against the Kings. You said Buffalo should never win.
Yeah, they should never win.
They did win yesterday.
Well, they
shouldn't. They beat the Kings, so you're wrong there.
Yeah.
You said...
How dare you give people from Buffalo hope?
You said the Yankees would win the World Series. So you picked them yesterday to beat the Astros.
Yeah.
And they lost 8-3 down 3-1.
As a Red Sox fan,
yeah,
I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
I'm okay with being wrong.
Yeah, but here's the thing though.
Yeah. Guy, I wanted to be happy.
Here's the thing, guy.
Yeah.
When they pay money to come onto your website for you to predict for them.
I don't have a website.
I'm just saying that's what we are looking to gear this towards. Can you not pick up what I'm putting down?
I gotcha. All right, fine.
Okay? You need to be upset that you lost.
I'm somewhat upset.
Okay, and then the last game, you did get right, kind of. You picked the Chiefs over the Broncos, which they did win 30-6.
Yep.
However, you did make fun of Patrick Mahomes' name.
Old Patty Mahomes.
You jinxed Patty Mahomes
because
Patty Mahomes is out now 3 weeks or maybe the season with a dislocated kneecap. They had to pop that sucker back in. And he ran off, kind of jogged off the field a bit. But
I believe it's yogged.
Okay. He may need surgery. If he needs surgery, he's done for the year. So you did kind of win, but you jinxed the Chiefs.
I didn't say anything about injuries. I knew it was coming. I just didn't want to break.
So later in the show, 8:30, I'm going to propose, or maybe later, we'll see.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give three NFL games.
We're doing
the weekend.
This now.
Well, I'm an NFL weekend.
Yeah.
You need to pick. We're going to give the Ryder game and two NFL games, and you have to pick.
Don't bring the Riders into this, because now we're getting tricky. Now we're hitting nerves. All right, I'll do my best later on.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Hey Ballsy, you know my hometown of Lanigan, Saskatchewan.
You mean Todd Kearns' hometown?
Yeah, well that too. But home of the Lanigan Pirates. Pirates represent.
Yeah.
All the way.
Pirates represent. You won a 50-50 there once.
Oh, I've won several 50-50s there.
Big deal.
I've had to buy several rounds for it too.
You did community service in that town too.
Yeah, well let's move along. So Shelby Elke is joining us. Hi Shelby, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. First off, happy belated Thanksgiving. I was actually back home for Thanksgiving, but I didn't get to see anybody.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, I know. You're devastated by that, Shelby. Okay, so you guys actually have a great project underway right now along with Kraft and Heinz, right?
We are fundraising for a new swimming pool in Lanigan,
mm-hmm.
and we were just nominated as one of the top four finalists for the Kraft Heinz Project Play.
Right.
And so now we are rallying together as a province of Saskatchewan to win $250,000 for our pool.
This is the same pool that I swam in as a kid. Like
No wonder it needs to be replaced.
Well, no, but I don't think they've really done much to the pools even since then.
Yeah, how old's the pool?
Well, we don't want to age you, but
it's
about 41 years old.
Oh, boy.
So it needs a complete overhaul then.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It needs a facelift, that's for sure.
Yeah. So how can people help the town of Lanigan out, Shelby?
So we need people to vote. This is a 48-hour voting phase now. It comes down to votes. So we go on to just the KraftHeinzProjectPlay.com.
Okay.
And you can find Lanigan's name there and vote for Lanigan.
I like the way you're putting that, too. It's not just a vote for Lanigan. It's a vote for Saskatchewan because there are four places across Canada, and this is the only Saskatchewan location.
That's right. Yeah.
They could have come out and took a picture in the summer because they took one that, like, there was green water and pipes. Like, come on, take a picture in July, like when Chad's in his Speedo by the pool.
No.
Oh, no, we want votes. That's right.
Yeah.
Hey,
when we get our new pool, we'll make sure to have that happen.
Yeah, well, let's not. My wife would disagree with that.
Shelby, when we get the new pool, okay, can we also maybe add a sign, home of Chad McDonald, next to the pool?
No.
I think Chad McDonald needs a sign. He's very popular, Shelby.
No.
If Chad gets us all these votes for $250,000, we will see what we can do. Yeah,
we will see what we can do.
I've heard that before.
I like that.
I hear that a lot.
I'm sure you've heard that promise once or twice.
I'll go right next to the Home of the Big Scoop and Home of the Big Slice, although I'm not sure they even have those signs up anymore. Nonetheless, Shelby Elke, thanks for joining us. The best of luck. I'm actually going to post the link to the voting page on our Facebook page so everybody can go there. It's a lot easier to do it and vote for Lanigan. Get him a new pool. Thanks, Shelby.
Thank you so much.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Ballsy, you and I get up super early in the morning, so sleep deprivation is definitely a thing.
Yeah, it's not a great feeling.
By the time we get to Friday, Thursday, Thursday, Friday, we're usually kind of hitting rock bottom, sucking on fumes, as they say.
Thursday sucks because you still have one more day. I find Friday is okay. Yeah. Because
you're on the way to the weekend,
which means you're busy again.
Yeah, I got you. But being sleep deprived, of course, makes you fat because it actually sleep deprivation makes you hungry. This is something they've known for a long time. If you don't have enough sleep, you're probably going to eat more. But they did not know this. Sleep deprivation has the same effect as the munchies. So they say it's pretty much exactly the same. They are on par. So if you smoke a joint, you're just as hungry as you would be if you're sleep deprived.
Well, and it's bad, and I'm not making fun of you. I'm talking about us here, our situation, because we're morning guys, okay, with our lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I have a faster metabolism than you.
Yeah.
So the problem is we have a bad situation here because if we don't look after yourself, you get up in the morning.
Yeah.
We eat while we work, kind of towards the end of our shift. Then we go home. We might have a lunch.
Yeah.
And then you have a nap for 2 hours.
Maybe,
if you can. A little bit difficult now you get a younger kid. But whatever. You have a nap, then you get up, you have supper, you might do something for an hour or two and go back to bed.
You're usually eating within a matter of minutes of going to bed.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll eat supper and then go right to bed.
Yeah.
And that's probably not best.
That's why I'm finding here, I was putting on a little bit too. That's why I'm finding here now that 16-hour fast is tough, but it's once your body gets used to it, you get used to it.
But you shouldn't deprive your body of anything. Sleep, food, any of that,
right?
Like, you should always find that balance.
Yeah.
And finding that balance is way harder than they make it out to be.
It takes discipline, too.
Oh, a ton.
It takes
discipline. And it's so hard to be disciplined now.
Yeah, it is.
It's ridiculous. There's the temptations around you at all times. There's the temptation to eat with advertising or whatever all the time. Then you've got the temptation to be lazy because there's Netflix and all this stuff.
Skip the dishes, ordering food, and stuff.
And never have we been more tempted to not sleep because there's so much to do other than sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you sleep when you can stay up and do fun things?
There's no point. Yeah, and the worst part about sleep are these things we hold in our handfuls.
And then we have the sleep drainer that we walk around with and stare into constantly, our phones.
Yeah.
So welcome to a wonderful world that is built. I don't want to sound like the guy who's like, everything's working against us, but
everything's working against us.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Christmas is coming early.
Really?
Not December 25th this year.
When is it?
Christmas will be here November 25th.
Do tell why.
When the Olive Garden opens.
Oh, Olive Garden. Mm-hmm. That's right. When you get an Olive Garden, you're big time city.
Well, that's it.
You're a big-time city.
Yeah, it's more than just unlimited breadsticks.
No.
I mean, that's got a lot to do with it.
It's the prestige that comes with having an Olive Garden.
Yeah, and not pooping for two days.
You can have a brand-new stadium, but it's the Olive Garden that puts you over the top.
And that's what people don't understand. Some people are saying, we're making too big a deal of this. We're really not.
No.
We're not. Because the big cities around us,
does Calgary,
Calgary,
does Edmonton,
yeah.
does Vancouver,
you sure?
Does Winnipeg?
Yeah.
Well, the Saskatoon? Well,
it will.
Ahead
not
of
yet.
Us?
Not yet, though.
No, we'll be first.
Yeah.
We're bigger.
We're better. It's our time to shine, everyone. We are officially accepted. We are accepted
Has anybody put their finger on why the Olive Garden is the benchmark in terms of restaurants? Like, why that makes you a big
because
city?
Because I don't know. It's like that and IKEA. Mm. If you have an Olive Garden and IKEA, you're basically Los Angeles, right? Like, can you're New York.
Can we make a... we're not getting an IKEA. I don't want an IKEA.
I hope not.
No, because there'll be a bunch of frustrated
unless,
men.
Of course, they'd like to buy advertising on our show.
But, yeah.
Welcome them with open arms.
And give us furniture that they've already...
And meatballs.
Furniture that they've already set up.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you eat the furniture at IKEA, does it have the same nutritional value as some of the stuff at Olive Garden?
I don't know, but...
Just wondering.
Whatever you
You shouldn't
eat
the furniture.
The furniture
IKEA,
that you eat at IKEA is better than the food you eat at IKEA.
I don't know about that. The meatballs are pretty good.
Oh, no, I've
pretty
had...
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Well, you do.
You go to IKEA for the meatballs? Is that why you go to IKEA?
Sure.
You went to IKEA for the meatballs?
I have.
It's not a bad idea.
My hotel in Calgary was right across the street from the IKEA. So, yeah, I did one time.
I hate...
So what? You want to fight?
No, I don't. I hate IKEA for this reason. Unless they're a sponsor of the show and give us stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
They tell you what... Like you go, there's arrows, right? Yeah. You go, and if you somehow have to go back, you feel like you're going down the wrong way.
Yeah, you're breaking rules.
You're breaking rules.
Yeah. I like to think I'm like a James Dean type character when I walk backwards. You know, the arrows are pointing at me.
Yeah.
And I look at the other people like, I don't care.
I'm a rebel.
Yeah, like I'm walking away from an explosion in slow motion.
Don't mind me. I'm just looking for the meatballs.
Yeah. Anyway, back to Olive Garden. It's coming November 25th. Write it down and have fun getting in for the first month it's open.
We're a big
because it's right in the heart of shopping season.
And you don't Agribition think every- too.
Oh my goodness. It's a perfect storm.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So I was thinking about this. Cody Fajardo's truck got rummaged through the other day, and you just mentioned the story today in the news about that guy stealing all those things, allegedly, including the bikes and stuff. My son took batteries from my condo without me knowing. Like, that's just, I know it's a small little thing, but.
From what? Like from an
from
item?
Like a remote control.
Oh, that's dirty.
That is dirty. So here's the question
for
you.
Did you kick him out and disown him?
No, he was gone. I'll have him back. I'm a sucker.
Nope, I wouldn't.
So
gone, son.
So you're a burglar, but you only steal things to inconvenience your victims. Mm-hmm. What are you stealing?
Oh, God. Like, so you're just breaking into a house and stealing
Yeah, so for item. Instance, I say mustard and ketchup. Inconvenience. Yeah. A sock from every pair of socks of that person.
Oh, that would suck.
What else would you steal that would inconvenience your victim?
Because you have to think of something perfect. Something that's kind of used, but you don't think about the fact that you're using it. Like a toothbrush you actively use every day. But do you think, where's my toothbrush all day? No.
But if you don't have it, it's a big inconvenience.
So I would take their toothbrush.
That's a good one.
Or like a can opener. Or even better, this one. This is what you do. Hmm. You take the labels off their cans.
Oh, so it's guess a meal.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good one. How about this one?
Yeah.
How about the you know, your drawers or on your cabinets? Take the take the knobs off the drawers or the handles.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a pain in the ass.
That would suck. Or all their coffee mugs.
There's a good one.
Because then because you know how it is when you need coffee.
They're sugar.
You need them right now.
They're sugar.
Well, I mean, yeah, you'd have to assume they're using sugar. But
well, for anything.
Or just some weird spice. Like, take their turmeric. And it's like, what the hell? Why would you take turmeric? Well, you wait till you need it.
I know when I go.
And then what? And then what? Oh, no, now I got to go buy an $8 spice that I'm going to use once. I thought I did that several months ago.
This isn't a funny story, but I actually did get a chuckle. When they broke into my house back in the day and cleaned me out, they stopped to drink my orange juice and eat the crackers.
Oh, they stopped and had a little snack.
Yeah, rub it in my face.
Oh,
wow,
that's
there.
Nice.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I don't want to say that I'm a sports aficionado, but I did.
Then don't.
Pretty good yesterday.
No, you didn't. You picked Yankees over Houston. Yankees lost. You picked you said Buffalo should never win.
They should never win. I didn't say they would never win.
But you said LA would win, and LA did not win.
I mean, yeah, it can be wrong every
now and
then.
And you said the Chiefs would beat the Broncos, and they did.
They did. See, I won.
But you touted Patrick Mahomes, and he didn't help them win because he blew his knee out.
It doesn't matter. Still it does counts matter. As a W. It's a W. So here and if we you go. Were betting on it, that would still be a payout.
So you are so, no, wouldn't bum, be a. Bum, you're one and two in your picks. Payout. You're 1-2 in your picks. So these are sports picks from an uneducated sports fan, namely Chad McDonald. So here we go. We got a weekend of football ahead of us. Let's start in the Canadian Football
Just
League.
Just a few games.
Three games. Okay. Tonight's action, Riders at BC. Who do you got?
Riders.
Why is that?
Mostly because Durant Carter is not very good. Does he still play for the...
Yeah, he does. But they don't have a quarterback to throw to him, so I agree with you. Yeah, okay, so you got the Riders. Chad's got the Riders. Bet the house on that one. Or what's your slogan?
I can't remember. Oh,
okay. Houston Texans are at Indianapolis. It's indoors. Would be indoors either way because they're both dome stadiums. Who do you got? Houston. Why do you look at me like you've never heard of these two teams? Houston Texans, Indianapolis Colts. No, Manning doesn't play for the Colts anymore.
Where is the game again?
It's in Indianapolis. Yeah. There's not a lot of nightlife there, so Houston won't be distracted.
I'm going to put all my money. I would put all my money on the Texans.
You know, that's not a bad pick.
Mostly because Charlie Watts is a hell of a football player.
He's with the Rolling Stones, isn't he? Charlie Watts?
Yeah, that's true.
J.J. Watt.
Okay, that's what I meant.
Yeah, J.J. Watt.
Charlie Watts could take a hit, I bet.
He probably wouldn't feel it. Okay, so he probably has worse. He's probably got worse CTE than the players. Okay, so not that I'm joking about that, but here we go.
Just
Philadelphia.
Freedom.
The coach is guaranteed they'll win the game, basically. Philadelphia Eagles are in Dallas to take on Ezekiel Elliott and the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
How about them Cowboys? Now, it's in the nice stadium. Jerry Jones and his plastic face will be watching the game high from the owner's box. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who do you got there?
I am against George Bush and Ellen hanging out. So I'm going to go with the Eagles.
The Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Yeah, mostly because of the relationship Jerry Lee Jones has with
them. So let's review. You've got the Riders over BC because Durant Carter isn't very good.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Houston over Indy because you pick Charlie Watts every day of the week. He can take a hit.
Yep.
And you're going to go with Fly Eagles, Fly over Dallas because you were against
Allen and George Bush
getting
out.
Along.
No.
Okay, sounds good to me. We'll check on Monday how Chad's picks went.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.